Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat today. And as usual, we are having an action-packed show. Your angels are standing by. We're going to let you call in and get a little mini-reading and hear who your angels are and what they do and how they can help you and how they can change your life. And Benny's going to give you that number. Go ahead, Benny.
Sure. Sounds like a plan. And welcome back and happy May to you, Sue.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. All right. So let's give out the number. Yes, we'd love to have you for mini angel readings here with Sue Storm, the angel lady. That's 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819.
So not only is it May, Benny, but it's Mother's Day this month. So I'm all excited about that.
That's right. We wouldn't be here without our moms, right?
Right.
I mean, just saying.
And we wouldn't know what life is all about if we weren't a mom.
Correct.
So there we go.
There you
go. Okay. All right. So today we're talking about blossoming. How do you blossom in your life's purpose? Because is it angel showers make May flowers or create May flowers, whatever that little saying is. And we're talking about how the angels can help you blossom, how they can help you make your life better, stronger, healthier, happier, and improve relationships with your children, individual, romantic relationships. I mean, your angels are there. They're there for you forever. They've been with you your entire life. And wow, when you welcome them, miracles start to happen, one right after the other. Little miracles, big miracles, and I call them angelic miracles. So we could start out today by putting you, all listeners, on a Miracle Watch. And the way you do that is you just start watching for miracles. If there was a tornado watch or a verdict watch, you know, you would just be alert and watching for what was going to happen and paying attention. So start paying attention to miracles. Start paying attention. Little ones, big ones, is something as little as finding a feather, finding a penny, something bigger, I'm sure you'd notice, but something little. And expressing appreciation and even excitement over the little miracles creates the big miracles happening for you. So your body, your mind, everything gets used to miracles, and that creates larger miracles working for you. Let's see. So what do we want to talk about first? Oh, since we're talking about blossoming, we're going to talk about the future. What is your future like? Your future is happy and joyful. What is your future like? So the way you start that, if you're listening, is you think about the vibration of the future, starting at your shoulders and going all the way down, at least through your torso, and just feel the vibration of the future, a happy future, a joyful future. Put that vibration in your body and watch things get better. Your health gets better, your opportunities increase. So the future energy is helping you also adjust to the future so that it comes in a more comfortable, easy way. And that's what makes life so exciting. Do we have any callers, Benny, or would you like to give that number out again?
Yeah, we have open lines still. We'd love to have you here if you'd like to join us for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and being brought to you by the Transformation Talk Radio Network, the Dr. Pat Show. And the number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. If you'd like your angels or maybe a question answered, a pressing question, it's possible, or maybe just see what the outlook is for this next coming second half of the year, I guess I'd say. We're already in almost summer, right? I mean, it's getting pretty warm. Loving it.
Maybe where you are.
Yeah. Nah. Maybe a little bit.
Not so much where I am. All right. Okay. So we're talking about blossoming and the future. And life is very important to us, each of us. But what's really outstanding to the angels is your life's purpose. Archangel Michael tells me that if there's little bumps in the road, little speed bumps, things aren't great, that your life purpose is what you're not following that path. So to blossom, you need to follow the path of your life's purpose and identifying it, knowing what it is, working with the angels towards achieving it is extra important. So you've got little speed bumps in the road, or even if you don't and you just want to know what your life's purpose will bring, then call in and we'll give you the names of your angels and we'll work on that for you. All right. Moving forward, let's talk about the vibration of numbers. Numbers is important to the angels, too. How many angels do you have? What are the numbers, even of your address? That's a little bit of numerology mixed in with the angel work. But what is your address? Is it an address to move forward? And if not, how do you fix it? What do you do? And so I was led to talk to you about numbers today. So we have the number one. And I think that's the number, I'm listening to the angels, that makes you first. Well, where are you first? Where do you put yourself first? Or do you in your life and in your life's purpose? How does that manifest? And two would be relationships. And who are you in a relationship with? Or if you're not and you're looking for one, then Terina, T-E-R-I-N-A, is the angel of attraction. So, and Tara, T-A-R-A, is the angel of love. So you may want to call on those angels to help you. And then let's see who else. We're going to three. Three is the number of creativity. What are you creating? What in your life is helping you grow and create? And four, your angels like a lot, because four is the number of productivity, getting things done, being organized. We all can use a little more of that. But the angels for that, Jacob is the angel of education. That's if you need to learn more to be more productive. Jason is the angel of organization, and we all can use that. And let's see, Nancy's the angel of productivity. So there's your three. Oops, I got another one. Marianne, M-A-R-I-A-N-N, just raised her hand. She's the angel of efficiency. So if you need that in your life, you need efficiency, creativity, these are your angels. Okay, Benny, should we just keep going? Are we doing
all right? Yeah, let's roll on. Keep on rolling.
Keep on rolling. All right. So now we're going to change from numbers to colors. How do the angels work with colors? And this is all new material. I don't think I've ever talked about this on the radio. So this is all new and coming to me. So we're going to work with colors. And we're going to go back to creativity. Creativity is pink. Pink, carnation pink. So if you want to be creative and to follow your life's purpose, you need to be creative. Creative energy is really important to follow your life's purpose. So we'll talk about the angels for that. The angel for creativity is Bettina, B-E-T-T-I-N-A. Bettina is the angel of creativity. And we also have an archangel. Archangel Gabriel works with communication, but also with arts and invention. So if you're being creative, if you're inventing, if you're working with the arts, there you go. You have Gabriel and you have Bettina. So that's the color of creativity. Now we're going to go to the color of, let's go to red next. Red is the color of action. If you want to do something and you want to be active, for instance, in sports, Patrick is the angel of sports achievement. And so if you're practicing, when you actually perform, sometimes you wear a little uniform or an outfit. You can't really choose that. But when you're practicing, you can wear red. And red is the color of action, and it'll help you set the tone, is what they're saying, and get things fast, furious, and moving. Okay, so that's red. The next color is the calming color, and that's going to be sky blue. So if you have blue, sky blue, and you're wearing that color, or you're thinking about that color, or you put that color in your body, then that's color for calming. And who calms us? We have Blake, the angel of comfort, and that's a female Blake. And then we have William, who's the angel of peace, inner peace, and peace in the world. And who else would calm us? Oh, I know who would calm us. Serena. Serena is the angel of nurturing. She's the angel that works with the inner child and nurtures you. And so Serena is a really super angel to call on if you need peace and calm and nurturing. And Tara, remember Tara, is the angel for love. All right, Benny, what's going on with us?
Let's do this. We actually are at our first break of the hour, so let's go ahead and take that now before we actually take our first caller of the hour, and that's she's on hold, so we'll let her sit for just a quick second. And you are listening to Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's being featured by the Dr. Pat Show and the Talk Radio Network, and we'll be right back with more from Sue, the Angel Lady.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you having difficulty feeling at home in your own home? Join Annette Rigolo and Dr. Pat in Enlightened Environments, Optimizing from the Outside In, as they present a deep dive into the various vibrations of the earth, along with man-made energies that impact our lives. Using the diamond dowsing method, we will utilize specific vibrations to elevate our own homes to support us and expand us with their energy. Join us every third Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Time to make your home, home.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, Reveal Unconscious Systems to Discover Your Unstoppable Freedom Power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat and the Dr. Pat Show. I said we are because the angels are with me. We're all here together. And we're going to start out with our caller. And who do we have?
Yeah, it's Heather, and she's calling in from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. So hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, you know, your show just popped up on my phone. I had not listened to you before, and it's a strange coincidence today.
Okay.
And no coincidences, right?
Right, and, absolutely none. So then you haven't gotten your angel names. I can give you the names of the angels that have been with you your whole life based on your life's purpose. Would you like to know that?
Yes.
Okay. So you have Sarah, who's the angel of harmony and peace and harmony. And then you have Joseph, who's the angel of joy. Wow, peace, harmony, and joy. Not bad angel.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. And the archangel that's been with you is Gabriel. And Gabriel is the angel of communication, art, and invention. So I don't know, are you artistic in any way? Creative in any way?
I would like to be.
Okay. Well, he's the angel that's helping you. And then I'm going to ask the angels for a money angel for you. Okay, they're giving me Timothy. Timothy is the angel of good fortune and abundance. Okay. And so you can add that to your list.
Okay.
Okay. So is there something you'd like your angels to help you with?
Yeah, I've had big changes in my life this last year and a half or so, and I'm changed the direction of my life quite drastically. And I'm just wondering if there are any words of advice or wisdom.
Okay, can you give me, I need something more specific than just change my life. Can you tell me, is this career, move? Can you give me a little more to pinpoint?
Well, the main thing is that my husband passed away about a year and a half ago.
Okay. And so you made a move, and is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I've become far more aware of my spiritual side.
Oh, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. You may want to take advantage of the Dr. Pat special that I do on the show, and where you pay for one half hour of time with the angels, me and the angels, and then you get the second half hour at no charge, and let us, we can do all kinds of things. We can connect with your husband if you'd like. We can find out how he's doing. We can, you know, give you some really solid advice on your move and help you on your spiritual path. So you asked me for something. I was waiting for the angels to come through with it. You asked me for some advice, and they're saying, just move forward one step at a time. Sometimes they said you try and rush things and do too much and get too much accomplished at once. And they said, take it easy. They're there with you. They know that you can connect with them. I don't know. Are you trying to connect with your angels by any chance? Yeah, I'm reading that right. Okay. So they said they know that you connect with them, and they're going to be able to guide you in the right direction. It doesn't feel to me like they're showing me anything that you have need more direction on or tweaking or this or that, more advice on. It just seems like they've been giving you the advice, you've been hearing what they've suggested, and you're on the right path.
Okay. All right. That's what I've thought.
That sounds good.
Kind of all along, but every now and again you think, maybe something.
Let me give you an 800 number for the consultation if you decide to do that. 800-323-1790. 1790. And that's direct to me. That's not for the radio show. Okay?
Okay.
I'm so glad you called. They're delighted. Your angels are jumping up and down and clapping. They're delighted. I think
I'm sure they're the ones
they made it pop up on your
phone.
Yeah, they did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, quite a coincidence.
Great.
Okay,
to talk to
thank you.
You
so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Heather, for joining us from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. That's we stretch in internationally. So 800-930-2819 for the show. If you'd like a mini angel reading from Sue Storm, you can do that right now. 800-930-2819.
Okay, we're ready to go on and talk about blossoming.
Go for it.
All right. Okay, so we were talking about numbers and colors and how they help you with your life's purpose. Let me give you the name of the angel for finding, identifying, and satisfying or achieving your life's purpose, and that's Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-Y. That's the angel for your life's purpose. And again, if you're not on the path that you were here to do, the spiritual path that you were here to achieve or chose before you got here, then things just aren't going to go as well as when you're on that path. And so I'm, angels use the word imploring. I'm imploring you. Take advantage of the Dr. Pat special, and we'll talk about that. So the Dr. Pat special is, and I do this just for Dr. Pat listeners, and you pay for 1.5 hour of time with the angels and me, and then the second half hour is at no charge. And I break it up into 2 half hours. Because I want there to be time in between for you to think about things, come up with more questions, or just to have time to let everything that we talk about start to work, I guess is what I would say. And what the angels and I are specialists at is getting you to move forward in your life, happier, healthier, stronger, more independent, and just moving you forward. Where are you now? Where do you want to be? And then just a direct line to where you want to be, and that's what we do. That's what our specialty is, and I think we're pretty good at it. So,
Couldn't agree more.
Oh, you couldn't agree more. So you stepped in there. Look at you.
Well.
All right. Do you want to go a few more minutes before we do our next break? What would you like to do?
Yeah, we have about 5 minutes until the bottom of the hour, so go for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Okay. So we're talking about finding your life's purpose and how things move for you. So here are some of the affirmations that I use that just seem to work the best, especially if you're on your own path. And that's angels raise my vibrations an octave. That's a musical octave. Angels raise my vibrations an octave. And do that, say that a couple times a day. And then another one that I like really well is I am that I am, and all the goodness in the universe comes to me. That's another one. And that just raises your vibrations. If you know about the law of attraction, you know that like attracts like. So if your vibrations are, say, at a 6, and everything that you're looking for is at a 9, the relationship you're looking for, the career you're looking for, the job you're looking for, you have to raise your vibration, and then those things start to open up. That's what we do. We help you raise your vibration, help you with the law of attraction. Actually, my first book had the law of attraction in it and dealt with that and talked about it even before The Secret came out, years before The Secret came out. So I've been involved with the law of attraction. And there are, if you're interested, there are 5 angel books. They all start with Angel First Aid. Most of them you can get on Amazon. There's Angel First Aid Prescription RS for Success, Angel First Aid RX for Miracles, Second Edition, Angel First Aid Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. I'm pretty sure that one sold out. And Angel First Aid RX for Excellence. There's just a whole slew of books that are available on Amazon from your angels. And each book in the back has a glossary of angels. So when you hear these angels, or you're thinking, what is the angel for this, or what is the angel to help me with my car that broke down, what's the angel to help me with being on my path, whatever it is, they're all in those angel books. My website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net, theangellady.net. And my 800 number, if you want to reach me directly, is 800-323-1790. And if you're not sure which Angel First Aid book to purchase, oh, and by the way, I should say they're on Kindle. Two of them are on Kindle through Amazon. If you're not sure which one, you can always call me and ask me or send me an email. And email is theangellady@comcast.net, theangellady at comcast.net. Okay, I think I ran us into the break. Do we need more?
No, you did perfect. So let's go to that right now. But let's give out the number too, because we want all of our listeners to come in as soon as we can and get your mini angel readings from Sue. 800-930-2819. We have open lines, 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. And we'll be right back with more from Sue.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Us, Critical Conversations on the Challenges of Our Time with me, Dr. Crystal Lee Crane, on TransformationTalkRadio.com every fourth Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Listen while we focus on the intersections of truth and justice as we learn how to coexist, pushing our social transformation to the next level. Become true stewards of the justice that is needed in our world. Learn more at PreventionAgenda.org. That's PreventionAgenda.org.
Are you looking to gain wisdom and commit to discovering your best self? What does success mean to you? With authenticity, integrity, and compassion, Mita Johnson helps guide you in working toward your unique vision of success. Mita is a spirit-based intuition lead and success coach. Work with Mita to uncover your unique life purpose. Schedule a free discovery call with Mita at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And if you haven't heard me before, I thought I'd tell you a little bit about me. How did I become the Angel Lady, and how did all this happen? I'm going to go with a little into my past. When I was 18 months old, I had a near-death experience where I was suffocating, and I was wrapped in blankets in my crib, And an angel went down the stairs somehow and just alerted my mother. I mean, she's downstairs in the living room, and boom, she sees an angel. She comes running upstairs because I'm the only child at the time, and she's able to save me. From my end, even though I was only 18 months old, this incredible feeling came over me, and I can remember it many years later, this incredible feeling. And I looked up, and I saw five flashing angels flying over my head. They were white, and they didn't look like the angels that you see on a statue. They were just flying white objects, and I just knew that I was going to be saved, that something was special about me or something was special was happening to me, and of course I was. And then at about 4 years of age, an adult male voice, it started talking to me kind of in my head. And maybe some of you have had something like that too. And I called it my little man because I didn't know what it was. And I never mentioned it to anyone because I thought everybody had a little man, and I didn't know that that was different or unusual until I was older. And so my little man used to tell me things, tell me if I was going to win a board game before I started, tell me what parents were doing that they shouldn't be doing and what they should be doing that they weren't doing. I just sort of knew things. I knew things before they happened. And I just, again, thought everyone had that, so I never said anything about it. Many, many years later, my little man, and I should preface this with now I'm many years later, I'm married, and I have a daughter who's 11 years old at the time, and my little man said to me, make a writing room. So I took one of the rooms in our house, and I broke it down into and made it an office and put in the equipment that you would need, a computer and a calculator and everything you would need for a writing room, thinking there was a possibility I would write a book. The next thing that happens, and this is 6 months later, I get a call from Barbara Mark, who has written a New York Times best-selling book on angels. She and her sister have written this book about angels. And she says, can we come in on Monday? And I'm saying, who is this? And she said, this is Barbara Mark. And she tells me that the angels woke her and her sister up, and they, sister helped her write her book, and told them to go to Chicago and find this woman who was very interesting and awaken her to her gifts. So they were looking for me, and they happened to come across someone that knew me and described it, and she said, yes, that's got to be Sue Storm. They checked with the angels. Angels said yes, and they decided to come to my house in Chicago and write their their second book for Simon & Schuster. So that's how it all happened. And while they were here, they told me that my little man was Archangel Michael, and he had been guiding me my whole life. That's how I found out. And then I said to my assistant who was helping me in my office at the time, why don't you call Borders? And Borders was around then. And I'll see if I can go down and talk about the angels and the angel books. And from that, I sold 4,000 books for Barbara. And her book is called Angel Speak, and did a lot of book presentations. And Borders loved to have a good presenter. And I was already a talk show and doing radio programs before. So I was obviously a good presenter. And they sent me in 6 months to 22 stores, 22 locations. And I was just selling their books. And then when I was in Oak Brook, Illinois, the store manager came up to me and said, you need your book. You need to write a book. And there it was. I wrote a book, and I previewed it in Oak Brook. I've written a book that was published by an imprint of Barnes & Noble, and that one is Angel First Aid, Remedies for Life, Love, and Prosperity. And I have to tell something interesting. Benny, this is interesting because I don't think I've ever told you this. Mm. When I was, I submitted the manuscript for that book, I had in there the word presence. I felt a presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. Mm-hmm. Whoever edited the book said, oh, you couldn't. They wanted to change it to present, P-R-E-S-E-N-T.
Hmm.
Isn't that, you know what a presence is? That's an angel,
yeah.
Right?
That's the whole point of the book.
Right. And they also would not let me, even though at 18 months I knew there were five flying angels over my head, they said, no, you couldn't know five. I was precocious. They couldn't know five. They wouldn't let me put five in. Anyway.
Hmm.
So they weren't as advanced as I was, I think, when I was a little one.
I agree.
So do we have anybody, or should I just keep visiting?
Just keep rolling along. Yeah, let's give out that number, though, in case you need it, though, folks. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is here and giving away free mini angel readings on the air for you if you'd like to join us. 800-930-2819.
So I'm going to go on a little bit, okay. And I'm going to tell you something else about how did I come up with the title, The Angel Lady? That's kind of interesting. After I'm going to all the bookstores, and I've written a couple of books and stuff like that, I get a call from New York from The Daily Show, from Comedy Central. Do you know this part, Benny? Have I ever told you that?
I don't think so. Huh?
Okay, so I get a call from Comedy Central, and they say that they are coming out to interview me, and they ultimately did. And as all the transactions were taking place, instead of using my name, they started calling me the Angel Lady. Instead of using my name, as they were talking to me, talking about me, getting ready for everything, and that's how I got my name. I took it from them.
Very cool.
And this is quite a while ago, but when Jon Stewart just started, he maybe the first week he was on The Daily Show, that's when they had me on.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, been a long time, but he was the one who was the host at the time. So
sweet.
So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. I didn't know that either. You're a superstar.
I guess so. I guess so. Anyway, okay. We'll go back to talking about how long do we have before our commercial?
We have about 3-4 minutes, so you got a little bit of time. Yeah.
Okay. So maybe I'll just give out my information one more time, and then we'll go back after
the
commercial.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, okay. So if you want to reach me for a consultation, to get a copy of the books, to learn who your angels are, the website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net, and my phone number is 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790. And a consultation with me is 2 half-hour sessions with the Dr. Pat special. You pay for the first half hour. Second one is at no charge. That's a 2-for-1. And you can learn things about just about anything you want to know. I mean, if there are things you've wanted to know your whole life and didn't know who to ask, let the angels tell you. If there's some progress you want to make in your career, in your life, let the angels help you with that. It's well worth the call, and you'll be delighted. After the first half hour, you'll feel energized and invigorated, and you'll just know. My thought is confusion causes craziness. So if you're confused or you can't figure something out or you need to make a decision and you want some help, call that number. Okay, there's my little pitch. Benny, are you with me?
Sorry about that, Sue. I was grabbing the phone
line.
I actually was answering a question.
I didn't know if the angel sucked you up and took you up to the angelic realm or something like that.
I'm a one-man show here, so I had to work the phone lines.
That's okay. Is someone on the line for the next time?
Unfortunately, no. They just had a question about another show here. But let's give out the information for you because we are at that break time, and it's 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, and mini angel readings right here, right now. 800-930-2819. And we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country and is just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, sitting in for Dr. Pat. And we've got an action-packed show. And Benny's going to tell you how to call because we're getting close to the end. So you want to get in and get the names of your angels and have a little mini reading. Go ahead, Benny. Let's give him the number.
Sure. This is the opportunity just before the end of the show. Like I said, and like Sue mentioned, 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819.
Let's see if you're the lucky caller. Yeah. Let's get your angels going and see if they can get you to pick up the phone and call. All right. So, I was trying to think and ask them what was important. What can I tell you that's important? And one of the things they were saying, because we're talking about numbers and colors today, one of the things they were saying is about the number 8. Because if you think of an 8, it's the infinity sign. It's the infinity sign is an 8 on its side. But 8 is also a very important healing number. So if you have like a situation that you want to heal, you can think of the situation and just take your finger and draw 8s in front of you while you're thinking of it. If it's about a move or something like that, you can take a map and or even a screen and draw 8s on it. At least 6 8s, and sometimes I go to 6 8s, and then I do the infinity sign 4. So you're ending up with 10, and so that'll help you move forward. If you have a pain somewhere on your body and you want to like just do 8s over that pain, just start drawing 8s, and that'll help alleviate it. So. Use your 8s. When we were kids, we played crazy 8s, but 8s aren't so crazy. They are also a healing number and very important. Okay, so I'm trying to think of different things that you can do to find your life purpose. There we go, because that's what we're talking about. So in the book, in the books, plural, there's something called scrapbook. And the remedy is where you put one hand across your forehead, the other hand across the back of your head between your ears, and you start thinking about what did you do when you were young that was unique and different to you? What would you do that was unique and different to you? In my case, I was already talking to my little man, talking to the angels. What did you do? And if you can't remember for some reason, you can scrap that remedy. And you can just go with what is easy for you. It's not easy for me to play a piano. It's easy for me to talk to my angels. What's easy for you? Your life's purpose is always unique. It's always special. And it's always easy. So, and it's something you're going to love doing. It's not something, it's not like something you have to do to be successful. It's something you enjoy doing. So if you can put all those things together and figure out what it is and then move forward. Now, a life's purpose is not always something that you earn money at. It doesn't, in my case, it's my career, but it doesn't have to be a career. Some people don't have a career. And so it doesn't have to be. It could be just being kind to others. It could be something to about the environment or helping the planet, or it can be something that is it's unique, it's different, but it's special to you and something that you came here to do. You were set up for a certain purpose, and I don't think I've ever really gone into it to that degree. Another thing I want to say to you is if you want to talk to your angels or you want to ask your angels for help, let's start there. You can just talk to them like they are your friends, like they're with you, because they are, and ask them for things. I ask my angels for parking places. I ask my angels to help me with big decisions, but also to help me with little things. If you're in a hurry, ask your angels to help you. We have a remedy in the books called Time Prosperity that helps you almost make more time or make things happen better. You're in a rush, in rush hour, talk to Gabriel and Raphael and let them help you get out of a rush, get out of a spot. You know, when I'm in a situation, I call on my angels and ask them to get out of a spot. But what I want to tell you is that if you're going to ask for something, like you need a new car, you need a new house, you need something special, if you're going to ask for something, ask before you go to bed at night. Say, you know, angels, and then I'm requesting help with, or I'm requesting your assistance with, and then be specific. Don't just say, getting me a new car. You want to tell them or write it down and then pat the paper and say, this is it. Give them something to know what you want. Do you want a red car? Do you want a new car? Do you want a used car? Well, what do you want? So be specific. Ask them before you go to sleep at night. And the other things that we know that work is if you're trying to create more income into your life, I am a mighty money magnet. That's a good affirmation. I am a mighty money magnet. That'll help you get more money into your life. And the other thing you can do is draw dollar signs in the air in front of you. Take your index finger and draw dollar signs. There's so many remedies in the books. The books are filled with techniques. I call them angel first aid techniques. And the books are filled with techniques and for everything. The book for Barnes & Noble actually has the buyer wanted an encyclopedia of remedies. So there's remedies for love. There's remedies for relationships. There's remedies for pets, taking care of your pets. And how to communicate with your pets. There's remedies for health. There's remedies for energy. whatever you need, you have this little encyclopedia that you carry with you, and you can have, a lot of people I know have one in their car and one in their house. Which angel do I call on? Some in their office. Who do I use? What do I say? How do they help me? What do they do? And it's just a blessing. It's a blessing. And if there's some situation that you just don't know how to fix or what to do, or it's involving someone else and you can't be the one to make the changes, then you say, angels, send blessings to the situation with, and you give the name of the person or the situation, and make it very short, with so-and-so doing such-and-such. But you make it very short. You don't give a whole long definition. They know. Angels, send blessings to the situation with, and then whatever it is that that you want. You know, well, we could do angels send blessing to the situation with ending the war in Ukraine. There we go, in a happy way, in a good way, ending the war quickly and in a good way. We could do that. But it's something like that. It's just very short at the end. Okay. We have just a couple minutes left, right, Benny?
Yes, we have about 3 minutes total.
So should I go into my... My information?
Or sure, let's do
what
it.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay, first I'm going to give an angel message, and then I'm going to go into my information there. Okay, so we have a closing message. We always do that from the angels. And the message for today is, ooh, volume. That's interesting. Larger, expanding. We're talking about your life's purpose. Expand, blossom. I think because blossoming, we were talking about Mayflowers. In order to blossom, to expand, to have more volume, more foundation in your life, finding your life's purpose, calling on your angels, letting them be there for you, and just let them guide you. Let them give you the information. And by the way, Cornell is the angel of decision-making. So if you need to make a decision, you can do one of two things. You can call me for the Dr. Pat special, which is you pay for 1 half hour and the second one is no charge, and it's a 2-for-1, or you can talk to Cornell. And my information is website, theangellady.net. 800 number for consultation or to talk to me directly is 800-323-1790. 800-323-1790, and let your angels come into your life. I have so much enthusiasm for it. I just can't express it. It does help, Benny. Can you put your little 2 cents in here? Can we help?
I got your back no matter what. You've been doing it here for a long time, too, and we love to have you. And we're sending the vibes, and angels are with us. You got to love them.
You bet. You bet. Okay, that's good. Take it from here?
Well, we have 1 more minute left in the show. Yeah, we can go ahead and wrap it up. Let's give out your information just 1 more time for callers or listeners that want to contact you afterwards.
Okay. All right. So we'll talk for the last minute about the books. If, perchance, you can't do the consultation time or what for whatever reason, and you want to get a copy of the books, most of them are on Amazon, and or you can go to my website. But in some cases, my website takes you right to Amazon because Amazon printed 2 of the books. And so in the books, there are affirmations, there are remedies or techniques to help you, and then there's the glossary of angels. And in some of them, there's a directory, like I call it an index, where Angel First Aid RX for Success is one in particular where there's an index. And I think Rx for Miracles has one as well, where if you have a situation and you, like you say you're extra lonely, what do you do? Then it tells you which remedies to use and which affirmations. Or you are changing careers, what do you do? Which angels, which remedies, which affirmations? It kind of directs you. Then those, I believe... I know it's an Angel First Aid RX for Success, and I believe it's an Angel First Aid RX for Miracles 2nd Edition. So you'll have that in your index, too.
views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.